Central League Championship High School Basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's championship boys basketball game.
Up, no good. Follow, no good. On the floor, who wants the ball? Good hustle. Underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Pengress Lions and the Lower Marion Aces. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Okay, rocking and rolling. Full house here at Harrington High School in suburban Philadelphia, Montgomery County. Dave Berman and the gang. Lower Marion, this is the boys' Central League Championship game. The Ardmore Aces, 19-4 overall against Pencrest, 21-2. They had a great year last year. Pencrest District 1 5A champs, and Pencrest is 5A again this year. Lower Marion 6A, so this will be their final meeting of the year. Lower Marion coached by Greg Downer, 28th season, 554 wins, 236 losses. He's won three PIAA state titles, 1996 with the great Kobe Bryant, 2006 and 2013, twice state runner-ups to Chester High. Greg is a 1980 graduate of Pencrest High School, so he's going against his alma mater again here tonight. Mike Doyle, 15th year, over 200 wins for Pencrest, a mark, as we said, 21-2. Lower Marion got here beating Garnet Valley on Sunday in the tournament semifinal, 72-59. And Pencrest getting here beating Upper Darby, 52-39, in the semifinals on Sunday. Lower Marion beat Pencrest in the regular season, 67-59. So here we go again. Lower Marion is looking for their second straight Central League Boys Basketball Tournament Championship. Pencrest trying to get their first since 2010. In case you missed it, real quick, before we get to Mr. Jordan here. In the girls' game, it was Springfield Delco 51, Garnet Valley 46. Springfield's first girls' basketball Central League Championship since 2010.
Well, we're on, set on tap for a great game here today in the Central League. The top two teams are playing, undoubtedly. Combined record 40 wins, 6 losses for these two teams. Pencrest defending district champions. We watched them all their games last year. Again, it all runs through Tyler Norwood. These teams are both so well coached. There's no real secrets. Lower Marion's going to try and double the ball, get it out of Norwood's hands. Norwood's the only true three-point threat for Pencrest. They'll look to attack the rim and shoot some mid-range jump shots. Lower Marion's led by two great players, Jack Forrest, sniper, and the lightning quick Steve Payne out front. Again, Pencrest knows that. They're well-equipped with defenders to mark up those guys as well. I just think the key to the game of the goalways is going to be who gets more of their shots on the court and who limits the second-chance points. I mean, a lot of times in these games, second-chance points get you, and it's getting to the rim. Pencrest is not an overly big team, but they know they had a rebound.
Yeah, Mark, let me add on to that a little bit. For Pencrest, we know Tyler Norwood, he's the star of that team, but Chris Mills is does all the dirty work underneath. As Dave would say, he is the Moses Malone of Pencrest. He does all the banging.
Garbage.
He gets all the boards, and he's got to have come up with a big game as well as Norwood if Pencrest wants to win this match tonight.
Now, we do want to add that we are sitting on the floor at Caddy Corner. We are right next to the Pencrest student section. So we are not taking sides. It will sound like Pencrest is, everybody's for Pencrest, but it's just where we're sitting. Actually, this is going to be interesting because I would say that the community, the basketball, high school basketball community, is fairly evenly split as who's going to take this game and very passionate about it. Lower Marion had some losses in the beginning, came on strong towards the end. Pencrest has been dynamite since day one. Obviously, the records reflect that. So I'm curious, Mark, what do you think the pace is going to be? You think they're going to feel each other out, or you think they're going to rip for their throats?
I think they'll be pretty up-tempo from the get-go. I wouldn't be surprised. Obviously, Lower Marion will go full court a little bit. They'll try and get the ball out of Norwood's hands. I mean, Tyler shoots about half their shots. Last game, out of 42 shots, Tyler took 20 of them. Last year was the same way. He's the franchise player. And Coach Denner knows that. They're going to get the ball out of his hands. But, I think Lower Marion wants to get up and down the floor. One other thing to say, both of these teams obviously are great front runners. So it sounds obvious, obviously, in a basketball game. But whoever has the lead in the fourth quarter, they're tough to catch up with. Lower Marion run that high 3-2 set. They carve you up. They drive and kick it out for three-pointers or go right to the rim for some layups. Last year we saw them win the league title. Stratton got behind a little bit in the third quarter, fourth quarter, remember? Yep. And all of a sudden, Lower Marion pulled it out a little bit, and they had no shot at it. So I think Pencrest would probably want a slower pace, trying to keep it maybe in the 40s. I think Lower Marion's are trying up the tempo and get it in the 60s area.
Real quick, Tyler Norwood on Sunday. Tyler becoming the all-time scoring leader in the rich history of Pencrest boys basketball.
Yeah, Dave, and last year when Tyler Norwood, the trend would be throughout the playoff run, he would distribute the ball in the first and second quarter, but by the third and fourth quarter, he would take over the game and take his shooting. So let's see if he does that same pattern tonight.
Well, I think my question is he going to need to? But I would be surprised if either one of these teams manages to blow out the other. I think this is going to be neck and neck. I mean, I think, you know, you may see a 6 or 7 point lead, but I think that's going to be about it for the leads, and I think they could go either way at any given moment.
I agree, and I think that they know each other so well. I mean, there's no secrets here. They know exactly what each team wants to do, and they try to make you uncomfortable. That's the idea of basketball in a nutshell, saying, what do I got to do to get you out of your comfort zone? And I think they're going to double-team Tyler quite a bit tonight.
Sure.
Two legendary Pencrest old-school coaches are ones in the house in Bill Kaufman, hanging out with E.J. Curran, member of that 1980 team that was very, very good for Pencrest, and Ed Dale is listening down in Florida like he always does, and he likes to chime in to EJ. He knows how to text or send messages. And Mike, it's kind of cool. We do have a lot of listeners all around the world at Delco Hoops.
That's the advantage of the internet. You know, if you we do a lot of work. You know, we don't have anything to do with it really, but Armed Forces Radio, well, Armed Forces, you know, we look at our maps for getting people in Germany and the Middle East. You know, if they know there's a game and they're willing to stay up late or get up early in the morning, of course, the other advantage is all of our games are fully archived. And we do get big responses to our archives, and that's for those people who live in time zones that aren't conducive to listening live. They can tune in anytime they want. No charge. Our sponsors take care of all of our costs, so there's never a charge to listen live or to listen on the archive. The archives will be posted about 3 hours or so after the last game tonight, because I have to do it manually, and I got to get home and do it.
Hey, real quick, Pencrest, they had a big win earlier this year. I know they beat Chester. And Chester was, they're very young, and they were getting off to a rough start. They were ended up 1-5 in the month of December, Chester. Pencrest beat them 57-48 as Tyler Norwood kind of controlled the game. Chester has now, they ended up 16-6, so they ended up winning 15 of their last 16 games. So you've seen that before with Chester. So that is a big win for Pencrest earlier in the year. And we talked about, we had that game on DelcoHoops.com. And they have grinders out there. Giovanni Antonelli, along with Chris Mills, Matt Arbogast, Malcolm Williams. We've seen Pencrest before. A lot of guys back from last year.
I think they know exactly what they need to do against Lower Marion, which is get out on their shooters. Yes, and maybe attack the rim. And Lower Marion commercially knows what to do. Sort of control Tyler, so it should be a great battle.
All right, we do it in full house. This place is going to be loud. We can barely hear ourselves in our headsets. Real quick, we will be covering the first round PIA playoff game, Marple Newtown versus Sun Valley, next Wednesday, 7 o'clock tip-off. We will be there with bells on, so if you can't make the game, certainly you can listen to it next week. And we will follow Delaware County teams until such time as they're out or we can't. But we usually follow them right up through the District 1 finals and then first couple of rounds if we can with the PIAA playoff system. So, that being said, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here. It's the pregame show, the Central League Boys Championship game, Lower Merion and Pencrest here at Harrington High School in Montgomery County on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Battle of two great coaches, two tremendous programs, Lower Merion and Pencrest in the boys' championship of the Central League Tournament. Our signature sponsor, Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. In the girls' championship game that we had for you earlier tonight, Springfield Delco 51 and Garnet Valley 46. Garnet Valley goes to the 6A postseason, Springfield 5A. Like tonight, no matter what happens here, it's just bragging rights. It goes on the record, though, win
right.
or loss.
Oh.
But it's a great playoff tune-up. Lower Merion, 6A, Pencrest, 5A. It's wide open, baby. There's some, you know, Plymouth White Marsh and 6A is undefeated, but anybody can beat anybody on any given night.
Well, that's basketball. I mean, that's why we all enjoy the game. You know, it's there is such hot and cold streaks. We saw it in the last game. I mean, my God, Garner Valley came on and thought they were just going to bowl over Springfield, and we're looking at each other at the end of the first quarter going, this is going to get ugly real quick. And, boy, then Springfield came back with a fire lit underneath them and just literally dominated in the second quarter and then went on to hold their own through the third and fourth quarter and won the game. I don't think there were many people in this building other than moms and dads of Springfield athletes who would have called that as a final.
And Mark, you said a couple of people came up to you and said, no way, Springfield can't beat them.
They told me that, and I said, listen, they play a scrappy man-to-man defense. And it's so funny, you watch enough games, and everybody's filming everybody, and they're scouting, but it gives you a little blueprint. And I'm sure right now in this gym there's probably five or six cameras around saying, how can we beat Pencrest,
sure.
the number one seed in 5A? And Laura Marion, I believe, is the number three seed in,
right.
in 6A. So, you know what, they're two good ball teams. You know, I think the best ball clubs, Dave, are the ones who can adjust. So if you throw something at them differently, a zone or a press or maybe a diamond one or box and one on like a Tyler Norwood, they adjust with it. So these teams are going to be adjusting on the fly throughout this game. And then I'm with Mike. I think it's going to come down to the wire. Hopefully it's a good ball game.
Mark, we really appreciate you joining us for the third year in the postseason. I know you have a girls' team that you never know. I mean, they've had a decent year, Mark. I mean, you know, you have to go to Pope John Paul II, play them up there in Royersford, District 1 5A Radnor girls basketball. But good luck to you.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll
need
it. And if we ever do a game that you guys are involved in, we'll have to mic you so we can hear
you. Oh, I would
you.
Love that. I actually would sit over here.
Just like NFL more, Films and the
more
Eagles.
Fun.
That was great.
Yeah, but we don't have a 7-second delay.
That's right.
Son of a.
Neither did the Eagles.
I can just tell, especially the whole area, the Eagles winning that Super Bowl, the NFL championship, first time since 1960. I haven't seen many people in bad moods over the last week or so, no matter where you go, from the local restaurants to the convenience stores to the sporting events especially. Everybody's wired. The underdog, baby.
Well, not only that, the businesses in Philadelphia, I know a few pizza shop owners, man, They're planning new leases on their cars and vacations, and they said the Super Bowl was actually a little anticlimactic relative to business.
Pete Fulcinetti can die in peace.
Yeah, and since the Super Bowl victory, the Philadelphia Flyers are 4-0, the Philadelphia Sixers are 4-0.
Yes. All right.
So it seems like no one wants to lose.
That's okay, man. Here it's going to be a war. Lower Merion Pencrest, the Central League Boys Basketball Championship at Harrington High School. It is a packed house, overflow crowd, like the old school days. Back with the opening tip. We'll get to the starting lineup. Send opening tip on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball,
virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Both these teams, Lower Merion and Pencrest, unbelievable fan bases, student sections. And we're, of course, we hear the noise. We're right next to the Pencrest section. They're located, basically, it's the town of Ardmore, Lower Merion, not far from here, from Harrington, and Media,
right,
Pencrest. Going at it, Montgomery County, Lower Merion, and, of course, the Pencrest is from Delaware County. Starting lineups, first of all, for Lower Merion, number one, 6'1", junior, Steve Payne. Number two, Jack Forrest, 6'5", junior. Number five, 5'11", junior, Darryl Taylor. Number 11, Harrison Clevins, 6', senior. And number 30, Josh Martin, 6'5", junior. That's for Lower Merion, 19-4. Pencrest, 21-2. Zero, all-time leading scorer in the program. He's a senior, 5'11", Tyler Norwood. Number 12, 6'3", senior, Chris Mills. 15, 6'5", junior, getting better by the game, Matt Arbogast. 31, Malcolm Williams, 6'3", junior, and one heck of a solid point guard, fearless, 5'11", senior, Justin Heiding. And head coach Mike Doyle, year number 15.
Listen, we may not be able to talk too much longer. This is getting loud, a little bit louder than game one.
Our listeners can hear us. We may not be able to hear ourselves, but they can hear us.
Oh, it's exciting. I can't wait to see how they play it out.
Yeah, we will. We will. Again, great playoff tune-up. The District 6, check that, District 1 6A tournament begins on Friday for the boys, girls Saturday. The top 8 teams out of the 24 that go get a bye, and you ended up place in 5A. You ended up in
9, yeah.
So you start next week, Radnor girls. All right, here we go. Pencrest in their, what's that, white uniforms with red and yellow trim. And Lower Merion, the black and the little purple and a little burgundy. So here we go. It's Jack Forrest to jump it up against Arbogast, two of the top juniors in southeastern PA, controlled by Steve Payne. Payne to Clevin. Payne, left of the key, looking for the alley-oop layup. No good by Forrest, battling for that rebound. It's Arbogast for Pencrest, and for Lower Merion, Josh Martin. And it's going to be a possession arrow to Pencrest.
Great set play to start the game off. Back screen, alley-oop lob, just missed the layup.
Yep.
Trap, Lower Merion. They start four underclassmen. Mills across the timeline. Bounce pass underneath. Lay it up and in by number 15, Matt Arbogast. 2-0 Lions. It's Payne, top of the key. Flips at the Forrest, left of the key, right of the key. Payne now to Forrest. Left side, Taylor thought about it, then decides to penetrate. Flips it out. Clevin can shoot the lights out. Misses that three ball from the right side. Offensive rebound, dish, lay it up and in by Steve Payne. We are tied at 2. Payne is a 6'1 junior for the Ardmore Aces. Heidi Norwood across the timeline. Has not committed to a college as of yet. To the basket. Off the glass for two. 5'11 senior Tyler Norwood. 4-2. Pencrest, 6:43 to go. First quarter. Long three ball. Wide to the right. Put up by Darryl Taylor. Rebound Arbogast to Norwood. Pencrest left to right. Three ball, Norwood, too strong. Williams, rebound, Heidig, three ball, Pencrest, no good. They missed two in a row. Pencrest again, left to right, and Lower Merion right to left. This is Payne, left of the key. Looks to penetrate. Gets it out, far side. They weave the ball around. Forrest, Payne, right wing corner for three. Got it. 5 points, all 5 points, Lower Merion belong to the 6'1 junior Steve Payne. Coach Downer went to Pencrest High School. Across the timeline comes Penn Crest, Heidick pass into the lane, kick on the near side, out of bounds, and last touch by, not sure what the referees are calling here.
It's Penn Crest ball.
It is going to be Penn Crest ball, Norwood to inbound in the front court near side. 5:51 to go, first quarter, Central League Championship. Mills, Heidick, look at the ball movement. Mills, this is Heidick now between the circles straight away. Norwood, Heidick looking for the alley-oop underneath, deflected away on that errant pass. Just didn't work. Too many strong bodies and big kids in there for Lower Marion.
Another alley-oop try.
Yep. Lower Marion with the ball now. It is Taylor looking for room. Passes it. Layup off the glass by Martin. No good. Arbogast. Another rebound. He is only a junior. Matt Arbogast. Here's Heidick all the way to the basket. Misses, but then Arbogast follows and scores. Matt Arbogast, ladies and gentlemen, has 4 points. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-5 in favor of Penn Crest. Martin, right side Taylor, far wing to Clevin, top of the key, Payne. Steve Payne drives off the glass, in and out, battling for that rebound. Norwood picks it up. Norwood coming back up the far side, guarded by Taylor, pushes off, but they're going to call a foul, a bump on Taylor, I believe. Yes, it's on number 5, Darryl Taylor, on trying to guard Norwood there. Unbelievable.
All 6 Penn Crest points in the paint right next to the rim.
4.5 to go, first quarter. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulgenetti. It is Penn Crest ball. Heidig being pressured. Tries to take it all the way to the basket. Throws it underneath. Deflected away. Arbogast is everywhere. Picks it up. Norwood three ball from the left wing corner. No good. Payne gets it to, that's Clevan going to the basket. Shot is blocked from behind. Followed by Payne. No. And a little pushing and shoving. Mills is a tough dude, man, for Penn Crest. And Payne not happy about that little, maybe a little shove to the face. But everything's going to be okay. Cooler heads prevail. Mills is an animal from Penn Crest. So Lower Marion will go to the line shooting 2. Steve Payne. It is 6-5 Penn Crest. 4:10 to go, first quarter.
He got a hit from behind and he sort of stared the guy down, doesn't draw.
Front end, no good. Payne will get another. He's got to calm down, Steve, a little bit. Let's relax. Again, young kid, only a junior.
But Lomarine started off 2-for-8.
He's got that one. And he's got all 6 Lower Marion points. We're tied at 6. Heidick across the timeline, Mills. And we have an official's timeout. Greg Downer, head coach of Lower Marion. And Mike Doyle, 2 longtime friends.
Clock didn't start, Crest. David.
What happened?
The clock did not start. It took off 5 seconds.
Gotcha. So 4:06 to go. First quarter. Heidick, the senior guard. Malcolm Williams thought about the 3, held up. He's a 6'3 junior. Out high to Tyler Norwood. Norwood dribbling to the right. Norwood guarded by Payne. Looks for a pick. Down low for Mills. Deflected away. Head of the pack. Driving to the basket. Taylor misses the layup. And we have a loose ball foul called on Heidick as Payne had position on the miss by Taylor. Fouled from behind.
So no basket.
No baskets.
Right.
Great run out. Looked like they were in a box one down there against Tyler.
Personal Heidick. First. Teams. Second. Jumper from the right side, no good. Offensive rebound, Lower Marion. Shot is blocked, and Arbogast is just a major force. Unbelievable, the improvement in that kid. And he's still only a junior. Penn Crest coming back, 3.5 to go, first quarter. It's Heidick, and a bump foul is going to be called on Payne.
Well, the intensity here tonight is extreme for these kids, and the refs are going to keep this in check.
It has to. They're in a box in one or a diamond in one, it looks like, and they're taking different turns against Tyler Norwood.
Malcolm Williams gets it to Norwood, right of the key. right next to the Penn Crest student section, one of the best. The dog pound. Norwood forces that jumper. Back of the rim, no good. Mills, the offensive rebound. He's a bruiser in there. Misses the shot. Ball on the floor. Looking to die for that baby. Either a timeout or a tie-up.
Tie-up. So the end of the game.
How about the hustle by Chris Mills? You got to bring it against these guys every game.
Chris
man.
Mills is an animal.
That is
an absolute animal. He plays basketball like you play football.
Yep.
What improvement from the junior to senior years for those guys. Possession arrow in favor of Lower Merion. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Central League Boys Championship. 6-6 game. Bloodbath. Dogfight. Whatever you want to call it. This is looking down low. The pass is Taylor looking for Forrest. Stolen away by Pencrest.
Chris Mills.
Mills again. Mills and Arbogast. Bookends. Left of the key, Mills. Between the circles, straight away Norwood. Mills. Oh, he's going to fire a three ball. Oh, he's got it.
The man Chris, does it all.
Chris Mills. Can do it inside and outside. 9-6 Pencrest. Trying to win this Central League Championship for the first time since 2010. Back comes Lower Merion. 2:05 to go. Quarter number one. Three ball by Clevin from the left wing. No good. Offensive rebound. Josh Martin. Ball deflected away. On the floor. Mills goes for it. And picked up by Heiding of Pencrest. Give and go. And the layup is good by Malcolm Williams. 1:45 to go. First quarter. 11-6. 5-point lead. Pencrest over Lower Merion. Here's Forrest for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Clevin. No, but a foul. Two free throws for Clevin.
I tell you,
these kids out here for Pencrest, you wonder about their team depth. I know they have a couple kids that can play, but these starting five give it their all.
Oh, there's no doubt. I was going to say, I think Lower Merion's body language, they're a little flummoxed here. They're really surprised that they're being played as tough as they are.
Clevin makes the first for Lower Merion. That's two fouls now on Chris Mills. So he'll have to come out of the game, and checking in is a 5'11 junior for Mike Doyle's squad, Isaiah Rice. So there's the depth you need.
I think Coach wasn't too sure that foul was on Mills. It was a tough call against him.
Clevin, who had a huge game the other night in the semifinals against Garnet Valley, makes both. 1:26 to go, and we have the ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. It's Pencrest ball, Rice at midcourt, far side to inbound. 1:26 to go, first quarter. 11-8.
Dave, they're face guarding Tyler Norwood here on the right.
Is that something?
Well, they're in the box and one. So
okay, well,
say,
yeah.
You say they're in a 2-2 zone.
They flip it off. Norwood between the circles, straight away, dribbles to the right side. Pass, hiding, right wing corner. Somebody's open. It's Rice with a left hand. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Clevin. DePayne takes it all the way to the rack and lays it up and in with a left hand. Steve Payne has had a huge first quarter for Lower Merion with 8 of their 10 points. 45 seconds to go. Quarter number one. Hiding in trouble. Gets the top of the key to Rice. Isaiah dribbles right of the key. 32 seconds to go. First quarter. Pencrest with the ball. 1-point lead. Rice, right wing corner, Norwood. He can get his shot off in a hurry. Rice, right of the key. 20 seconds to go. First quarter. Heiding has it now out high. Guarded closely in there. Flips to Norwood between the circles. Payne is all over him. Looks to penetrate. Floater. No. Tap. Arbogast. No. Malcolm Williams follows. No. Pencrest beating him bad on the boards there. Could not get the ball to drop. 1 second to go. Three quarters court. No good. Lower Merion missing it too hard. After the first quarter of the Central League Boys Basketball Championship game, it is Pencrest 11 and Lower Merion 10 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We're live worldwide, all the way live here on DelcoHoops.com, the boys' championship and the 2018 Central League Championship at Harrington High School after one Pencrest 11 and Lower Merion 10. Earlier in the girls' championship game, Springfield 51, Garnet Valley 46.
Both teams shot 1 for 5 from 3-point land that quarter, David. Lower Merion 3 for 14 overall. Pencrest 5 for 15 overall. Pencrest no foul shots attempted.
As we begin the second quarter, it's Rice for Pencrest inbounding the ball. Norwood in the backcourt guarded by Payne. Rice left wing. Rice guarded closely in there by Julian Hairston for Lower Merion into the contest. Heidig floats, misses off the back of the rim. Tap is no good. Again, another offensive rebound. Rice for Pencrest. Williams, another offensive rebound, and a foul. As Malcolm Williams, the 6'3 junior at the line, shooting two. Personal foul is on, who they call that on, guys? That's Matt O'Connor of Lower Merion. His first. Team's third.
Not rocket science. Two of the last three trips for Pencrest, they've had three opportunities. So they're pounding the offensive boards. They're not shooting too well just yet, but guess what? They're getting extra chances.
Yeah, well, and it's surprising after three or four attempts, there's not a foul on the floor. There was this time, but last time there wasn't.
Looks like Jack Forrest has got a cut on his leg, so they're trying to administer to that on the bench.
Yeah, Forrest scoreless so far.
They're putting a wrap on his knee over there, Dave.
Williams misses the first foul shot. Malcolm will get another. Lower Merion, legendary program under Greg Downer, 28th season, 554 wins. Pencrest, Mike Doyle, 15th year, over 200 wins.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he has come out of the game for a minute. He was cut on his knee, and they were putting a wrap on it.
He'll be okay. Lower Merion, 19-4. Pencrest, 21-2. Williams again for Pencrest. Makes that one. 2-point lead. Pencrest over Lower Merion. 12-10. 7.5 to go. Quarter number two. Into the paint. Martin is fouled. Let's see who they're going to call the foul on. It's on Pencrest team-wise. And personal, Isaiah Rice. Four team fouls on Pencrest here in the first half. Still 7:24 to go, second quarter. O'Connor looks to inbounds. He throws it into the backcourt to Forrest, guarded by Williams. Malcolm, unbelievable improvement from last year. These kids had that experience. Here's Payne. Seems are going to be good again next year. A lot of youngsters out there. Payne, right at the key. To Forrest. Forrest, good defense by Malcolm Williams on him. Heidig is guarding Payne. Payne's top of the key. Lower Merion being very patient. They can play either way behind the back dribble. Now getting it, O'Connor in the lane. Far side, three ball is up, too strong. That was shot in there by Julian Hairston. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Pencrest. 6:48 to go, second quarter.
Second chance.
O'Connor to Payne. Payne, right side. Morgan drives to the basket, lays it up with a left hand. Number 30, 6'5 junior, Josh Martin for the Ardmore Aces. We are tied at 12. Boy, I tell you what, both these teams are going to be really tough to beat in the upcoming District 1 tournament. 6A and 5A, respectively. Williams drives, lays it up and in. Knocks a guy down in the process, but drains the layup.
Bowling pin.
Three for Malcolm in the quarter, five in the game. Forrest He can light it up in a hurry. One of the losses that Lower Merion has, the powerhouse, Coatesville. That we did it on DelcoHoops.com earlier this year. O'Connor, top of the key. Martin, right of the key. Josh looking around. Flips it back to Payne. Hiding is guarding him. Behind the back dribble. Great defense. Tremendous intensity here at Pencrest. Here's O'Connor, a three ball from the right wing. No good offensive rebound. Martin loses the ball. Picks it back up. Knocked out of bounds by Pencrest. Great effort there by Lower Merion's number 30, Josh Martin.
And they got another second chance. So we talked about offensive rebounds.
Yeah, Josh Martin, three offensive boards.
5.5 to go before halftime. 14-12 is the score. Two-point lead here for Pencrest. Central League Boys Basketball Championship. Lower Merion with the ball. O'Connor, right wing corner. Gets it out high. They weave the ball around Lower Merion. Two of the best coach teams you will find in high school basketball. Payne fires up a three ball straight away. Back to the rim, no good. Tyler Norwood jumps for the rebound. Brings it back, left to right. Looking for a pick. Stops, fires, got it. 4 points for Norwood. 16-12. 4 point lead, Pencrest. 4:55 to go. Second quarter. It's Payne to O'Connor, right wing. O'Connor shoots it with a left hand. Pass on the far side. He thought about it. Held up. On the far side, Hairston. He can dribble the ball, too. Oh. He's a junior. Here's a steal by Heiding, who lays it up and in. Justin Heiding came out of nowhere. Stole that baby. Took it to the house. And it's 18-12 in favor of Lower Merion. Excuse me, Pencrest, and Lower Merion calls timeout. 4:33 to go before halftime. It is Pencrest 18, Lower Merion 12. Boys Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Harrington High School in Montgomery County, right outside of Lower Merion, backyard of the Lower Merion Aces. In this boys' game, they trail Pencrest by 6 points, 18-12. Greg Downer's team has the ball following that timeout. Martin, he gets it out. Taylor drives with a left hand, no good, but a foul. So the fearless 5'11 junior for Lower Merion, Darryl Taylor, at the line shooting two. Personal is on Arbogast, his first team foul, number five, Pencrest. Arbogast. First foul shot is good by Taylor, his first point of the evening. After one quarter, it was 11-10 Pencrest.
Like the fact they attacked the rim right there at the timeout. They're only 1-for-8 from beyond the arc so far, Dave.
Good again. Taylor, 2 points. Full court pressure, man-to-man pressure. Norwood bringing it up against Steve Payne. Gets by Payne. Payne falls down low. Arbogast called for a travel. Back to Lower Merion, 4:06 to go, second quarter. Lower Merion beat Strathaven last year to win this baby, the Central League Championship. 2 years before that, Ridley. And then before that, 3 years of Lower Merion. Here come the Aces. Clevin in the lane. Gets it out high to Payne. To Clevin. Guarded by Norwood. Payne, top of the key. Steve Payne flips it to Forrest. They're trying to get him going here. Forrest, good team player. Gives it to Taylor. Back to Payne. Look at that defense, man. Causing Lower Merion some issues. Floater good, and a foul by Jack Forrest. His first points of the evening, and he'll go to the line shooting. One 6'5 junior. A lot of these guys are going to be playing some college ball in a couple of years.
No doubt. And Coach Terrell knows these guys are perimeter oriented. They're closing out fantastic around the arc. Last couple drives from Lower Merion have resulted in baskets.
Forrest makes the free throw.
Back to a 1 point lead.
18-17 is the score. Pencrest by one. 3:25 to go. Here in the second quarter, Norwood, foul line, hiding. There's that give and go again. And the layup for Malcolm Williams. Boy, that back door, that's old school basketball there.
And they're double teaming Tyler up top. So they're getting the ball to the foul line and getting cutters on the baseline.
3-point lead, Pencrest. Here's a give and go, and the layup is good. Lower Marion, nice pass. Darryl Taylor to Josh Martin. Josh, a 6'5 junior for the Aces, 4 in the quarter. Norwood shot is blocked by Payne, but a foul. Number 2 on Payne and Tyler Norwood, all-time leading scorer. Pencrest basketball history accomplished that feat. Semifinal win against Upper Darby the other night. He'll be at the line shooting 2.
Steve Payne's second foul.
Yep, number 2 on Payne. 2:55 to go in the quarter. Norwood free throw is good. Big fella into the game. Giovanni Antonelli for Pencrest, 6'3 junior. He played very well against Chester earlier this year. Norwood again, miss, a rare miss for him. Too strong. Forrest the rebound. The Clevin. Forrest, top of the key, Payne. 21-19, 2-point lead, Pencrest. What a ball game. Jack Forrest dribbles to the left side. Looks to spin. Gets it out. Near side, now driving and missing the layup is Taylor, but he is fouled, and that's going to be on G. Antonelli. Another thing these two teams have in common, they also won non-league games against Chester, Lower Marion, and Pencrest. Two shots.
That foul was on Arbogast, David.
It's number 2 on him. Up, rattles at home. Darryl Taylor, 3 points. Back in for Pencrest is Isaiah Rice, 5'11 junior.
Lower Marion, 7-for-8 in the line so far. And now they go quite a bit smaller. Arbogast out, Rice in.
He's got it. Darryl Taylor, 4 big foul shots here in the second quarter.
Quick, but they've attacked the rim the last 3 or 4 trips. It's got him back in the ballgame.
Pencrest with the ball left to right, tied at 21. 2:20 to go. Here in quarter number 2. Underneath for Williams. Shot is blocked by Josh Martin, and Lower Marion takes it back. It's Forrest, and he is fouled or a travel.
Hooked him.
Going to call, yep, offensive foul. Forrest, his first. Team foul number 5. I'm kind of screened off from the scoreboard.
Yes,
our position.
It is 5.
5. 17 fouls, Lower Marion.
And that was a good call. He throws.
Excuse me. Pencrest, 17 fouls. First half, 5 on Lower Marion. Pencrest ball, Norwood back. He wears 0. 2 minutes to go. Second quarter, Central League Boys Basketball Championship. Norwood spins. A little street ball there against the Lower Marion. And the jumper is good. As he went against Darryl Taylor, and Norwood has 5, and the student section goes nuts. Now driving to the basket, missing the shot, just came into the game was Marcus, check that, Jared Robinson, a senior for Lower Marion. We have a loose ball foul called on Lower Marion.
Josh Martin.
Should be on Martin, yeah.
It's on Martin.
Martin is first.
Team foul number 6. Lower Marion, 1:38 to go. Pencrest with the ball. We're in the second quarter, and they lead it by 2 points, 23-21. Heidig having trouble out there. Good hustle. Gets by his man. Great hustle by Robinson out there. Heidig, top of the key. Looks to penetrate. Flips it underneath the basket, and there's Rice, a 3 ball from the right wing corner. It is good. Isaiah Rice. Off the bench, baby. 26-21, Pencrest.
This is great. Lovering signaling a play, and Pencrest is signaling the same play defensively.
And a foul on Heidig. I don't know why they call something like that, but whatever. So,
see it?
That's his second.
But it's kind of funny. You said how well these teams know each other.
Yeah.
Lamarine was signaling, and then Pencrest Norwood was signaling his team the same play. So they knew exactly what the play was.
So Lower Marion now to the line, shooting 1-1. Team foul number 8, Darryl Taylor. 5-point lead for Pencrest. 1:03 to go, second quarter. Front end, good. Darryl Taylor, the 5'11 junior, has come up huge here for Lower Marion in the second quarter.
And they've come up huge in the foul line. They're 9-for-10 from the charity stripe. It's keeping them in this game, only down 4 points.
Taylor again, packed house. Harrington High School, nothing but net. So the lead is 3 again for Pencrest. 1 minute to go, quarter number 2. Rice, backcourt, Norwood. Trap is on.
Zone trap.
Williams, front court. Rice out high, near side. That's the man you wanted. Norwood. District 1 champs last year, Pencrest in 5A, lost in the first round of the states to Hershey. The game we had for you at Marple Newtown High School. They weave the ball around. Right wing corner. That's a tough shot right there. In and out. Kind of forced that one from the right wing. Rebound, Josh Martin. Lower Mary. Forrest thought about the NBA 3-9. Now here is a three ball straight away by Darryl Taylor. No good, but Josh Martin, a great job. Offensive rebounds. Clevin, three ball short in the near corner. It's picked up by Pencrest. Now underneath the basket, we have a tie-up possession arrow between Lower Marion's Josh Martin and Justin Heidig, and the arrow is with Lower Marion. The Aces with 13 seconds to go in the second quarter. Down by three, have a chance to cut it to one with a two, tie it with a three ball. Second quarter, Central League Boys Championship. Clevin, left wing corner, Steve Payne, down to 10 seconds, gets it out. Clevin again for three. Got it that time. Harrison Clevin, 6 foot senior. We're tied at 26. 1 second to go. At the buzzer straight away. Malcolm Williams' shot is blocked in there by Josh Martin. I believe that was Josh Martin. And we go to halftime tied at 26. What an unbelievable game between Pencrest and Lower Marion. Too bad they're not going to meet in the postseason.
Probably just as well we'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, oh, this is awesome, baby. Both teams are going to be tough to beat, but there's so much great competition out there. We'll take a break. Halftime show on the way. Again, the Central League Boys Championship tied at 26 and a half. Pencrest, Lower Marion, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Central League Boys Basketball Championship game, as expected, a doozy. Pencrest and Lower Marion tied at 26 at halftime. In case you missed it, a game we had earlier tonight. The first game was a girls' affair and a real good one as Springfield Delco wins the Central League girls basketball championship, the tournament championship, first time since 2010, beating a very good Garnet Valley squad. 51-46, Garnet Valley falls to 20-3. They get ready for the District 1 6A tournament. Springfield Delco is now 18-6. Get ready for the District 1 5A tournament. Lower Merion here, 26. Pencrest, 26. Wow, let's go to Pete, man. Unbelievable. Great game.
Yeah, Dave, 26-26, and I'll tell you why it's 26-26. We have two turnovers by Pencrest, three by Lower Merion. Very well played game.
Amazing.
12 rebounds, Pencrest. Six off the offensive glass. 12 rebounds for Lower Merion. Six off the offensive glass.
Wow.
Scores tied. You couldn't ask for a better game.
I can't believe there's hardly any turnovers in a high, intense defensive battle like this, Mark. I mean, guys can handle the rock.
They handle the rock. They're so well coached. Shooting numbers. Lower Merion shot 7 for 24 that half, including 2 for 11 from three-point land. Pencrest quite a bit better. 11 for 25 from the field. 2 for 7 from the three-point line. In the game, if I'm in the locker room, if I'm first Mike Doyle, you're saying Tyler Norwood, our star, 7 points. 3 for 8 from the field, 1 for 2 from the foul line. He's going to get more than 7 points, obviously. They expect 18 to 20 out of him, so they feel pretty good about that. They also should feel good. They have 14 shots in the paint.
Right.
So they've been attacking the glass and holding their own on the boards, as Pete said. Those are the good points, I think, for Pencrest. For Coach Down at Lower Merion, they're only 2 for 11 from beyond the arc. They're an excellent shooting team, perhaps one of the best ones in 6A. 2 for 11 is quite a bit below their normal percentage, I'm sure. And their stud, Jack Forrest, only 3 points. Only has gotten off 3 shots so far. 1 for 3. Not even getting shot attempts. That's a good Pencrest defense is.
As you said, great coaching. Look at Coach Doyle. He's had some good teams over the years, and Pencrest was down a little bit. And then the last couple of years, and they can bring it every game. That's the thing. You get to the district playoffs, you go in there, you take a team for granted. You know, you could lose a game. You can't do that. And Lower Merion, the same thing. But out here, when those teams give it their all, I mean, they're fantastic.
And we have a great vantage point here. You saw Pencrest defense the entire first half. They're switching over screens that are going laterally across the top of the key. They're playing pretty much man-to-man in the post and physical, almost daring them to go. I think Lower Merion's best success came when they sort of, you know, shot fake and attacked the rim. They got to the foul line, which definitely saved their bacon. 10 for 11 from the foul line for Lower Merion. Only 2 for 4 for Pencrest. So I think Lower Merion's going to say, hey, let's keep attacking the rim. And conversely, Lower Merion will say, let's get Jack Forrest off a little bit. 3 points.
And what none of this talks about, what none of the stats will tell you is how physical this game has been. I mean, these kids are jumping on balls, they're diving on the deck, they're fighting with each other to get to a ball, tying things up. I mean, there were a couple of possessions that could have gone, tie-ups, that could have been fouls, as easy as a possession situation. And the refs are letting them play, which is good, but the amount of energy being exerted by these kids is beyond belief. It's not necessarily streaking up and down the court like we saw with Chester a few days ago, but it's just this... It's like they're all little miniature shacks out there just muscling their way through the floor.
They are, and I'll be interested to see who comes off, who gets off earlier in this quarter. Is it going to be Forrest or Norwood?
Yes.
Whoever gets off earlier might be the team that takes the lead, and fourth quarter leads, hard to come back from.
All right, we'll take a quick break. You are at halftime. We're tied at 26. Lower Merion and Pencrest, Central League Boys Basketball Championship on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Welcome back here. 1:32 to go before the third quarter. Tied at 26. Boys basketball, Pencrest and Lower Merion. Central League Boys Basketball Championship. Coach Ed Dale is listening down in Florida. He's listening to every word
really
that we say. Yes.
Down in Florida?
Yes, he is. He's loving it because E.J. Curran just, and they're, what do they call that? Texting. I'm not a big texter.
Yes.
But that's unbelievable.
Dave, that's
now. But Ed Dale's a legend. And Mark, you're a legend in Delaware County. You go back a long way. This is fantastic basketball. It is, I tell you what, Brett Downer against Mike Doyle.
Great stuff.
Yes. Steve Payne scoring here. Lower Merion with 8. Jack Forrest just 3. Darryl Taylor, 6, but big free throws in that second quarter. 5 points, Harrison Clevin for Lower Merion, and 4 points for Josh Martin, 6'5 junior, who's done a lot of grinding on the boards. Chris Mills got in foul trouble, didn't play much in the second quarter. Tyler Norwood held the 7 for Pencrest. Isaiah Rice, who came over from a Catholic school, apparently St. Joe's Prep, transferred back to a hometown school with 3. 3 points for Mills, who's in foul trouble, but he'll be back to start the third quarter. He has 2. Matt has 3 points and 2 fouls. Matt Arbogast, 6'5 junior, with 4. And Malcolm Williams, good job for him. He has a total of 7. He's a 6'3 junior. Point guard, Justin Heiding, 5'11 senior, with 3. Check that, 2.
Oh, we're ready to go here.
I thought he played a great half, though, Justin Heiding.
Hey, Dave, one last thing. Last year when we followed Pencrest through the districts, Tyler Norwood had the pattern of distributing first half, shooting and scoring in the second half. I look for Tyler Norwood to come out and score at least 15 points in the second half.
So we're tied at 26. Two great student sections here, Lower Merion and Pencrest. And I can hear you guys. This is a great one. Mike, whatever system you have is fantastic. I don't know what they're doing here, but it's great.
Well, they're yelling at each other.
They're believing that they're going to win.
Yeah, I've seen Lower Merion many, 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 many times in the state finals against Chester with those unbelievable games in their student section. Absolutely incredible. Here we go. We begin quarter number 3. Pencrest with the ball right to left. White uniforms again. The burnt red, if you want to call it that. And Lower Merion, the purple and black. The Aces and the Lions. 6A versus 5A. Turnaround in the lane, no good by Malcolm Williams. Rebound is taken. Is that my man again, Josh Martin? 6'5 yes. Junior for Lower Merion. He's cleaning it up here tonight. Does a good job counteracting Mills and Arbogast. Payne, check that. That is Taylor left side. Here is a floater in the lane again by Jack Forrest.
They want to get
and
him
he
off.
Has 5 points. He is the green giant out there for Lower Merion when it comes to scoring from the outside. Floater, Heidig, no good. Forrest, the rebound. See what kind of adjustments both these great coaches have had. Done at halftime. Greg Downer, the Pencrest grad, and the one and the only Mike Doyle. 6:55 to go, third quarter.
They're going to a high 3-2 set already, Dave.
2-point lead, Lower Merion, and they have been known. They're very disciplined. They know how to control the clock. Driving left side is Taylor. Taylor's played very well here tonight. Handling the ball. Again, 4 juniors on the floor for Lower Merion. Taylor in circles outside, guarded by Mills. They'd love to get number 3 on Mills if they could.
Uh-huh.
Lower Merion with the ball. Got to be patient out there. Payne now straight away. 6:18 to go, third quarter. Payne wants to penetrate. Right side. Looking for the dish out. Forrest, he can shoot it from there. Jack has it. Now to Payne. To Taylor. This is Darryl Taylor. We're like bookends. Number 5, Darryl Taylor. And number 1, Steve Payne. Payne's a little taller, 6'1. And they hold it out high straight away. Taylor guarded by Mills. Dribbling to the right side again. He's going to force up a three ball, and he drains it. Number 11, Harrison Clement. Two trays in the game for him, 8 points. And Lower Merion leading 31-26. Norwood comes back. He's double-teamed on the far side. Now Malcolm Williams looks to drive, layup, no, but a foul. Two free throws coming for Williams. And boy, did Coach Downer and the Lower Merion fans and the staff, they wanted an offensive foul on Norwood.
They did, yeah, but they trapped him twice. But he literally, as Pete said early on, got the ball to the open man, got a baseline cutter, and got to the foul line.
The personal and Mark free throw up by Malcolm Williams and good.
I think you're going to see a lot of that high 3-2 set the rest of the way. But they look to just drive the lane and kick it out. We saw last year.
I think we're going to see Lower Merion think they can control this game and stay on top of the score.
Williams again.
We'll see. Let's see what this series brings.
9 points for 6'3 junior for Pencrest, Malcolm Williams. 3-point lead, Lower Merion, 31-28. Payne drives off the glass for two. Public address announcer Jim Allsman loving it here tonight. Payne has 10. Stopping, popping, Norwood. He's got it. Pencrest now down by three. 33-30, 4:55 to go here in the third quarter. Payne gets it far side. Darryl Taylor, they're the guards. Both can play the point. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and the gang. Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer. Payne takes it to the rack. Layup again. In and out. Josh Martin battling for that rebound and a foul. Woo. That's going to be on Arbogast.
Martin, great rebound. Went after the boards. We used to talk about it.
Arbogast has three. He's going to have to come out of the game. And Isaiah Rice, 5'11 junior, in for Pencrest.
You know, watching this 3-2 set, it kind of gets the defense off their heel, on their heels a little too. You know, they were so aggressive and physical. And this is almost like a little bit of a slowdown.
Forrest loses the ball. Too much dribbling. Pencrest gets it back. Rice to Norwood. Norwood top of the key. Here's Rice. He's open. Three ball is short from the left wing. Ball saved from going out of bounds, but the Pencrest Mills come back. Mills scores. Grinds his way to the basket. Number 12, Chris Mills with 5. 4 minutes to go. Quarter number 3. 1 point lead, Lower Merion, 33-32. Central League Boys Basketball Championship. Both teams head to the district tournament. 6A for Lower Merion, the bigger schools, 5A, smaller schools, Pencrest. Stopping and popping and draining the jumper. Darryl Taylor with 8, his first bucket. 3 point lead. Ardmore Aces.
Triple team.
Wide open, Heidig, three ball, left of the key, up, no good. Forrest, good box out with a rebound. Steve Payne back. He'll slow it up again. Payne across the timeline, guarded by Heidig, straight away, flips it, near side, Darryl Taylor. Lower Merion with the ball. 3-point lead, 35-32. Taylor. Forrest now drives, floats, good, but they wave off the basket. Right. Offensive foul is called on Jack Forrest, his second. Put it on either way.
They waved it off.
3:06 to go, third quarter. That's the Pencrest fans to the right of our broadcast booth, the student section. Norwood, triple team left wing corner. Somebody should be open. Gets it out to Heidig. Heidig now, left of the key, Williams, Heidig between the circles. Pencrest trying to cut into this 3-point bulge. Norwood stops, pops, good again. Because Darryl Taylor was all over him.
That is unbelievable.
Norwood drains the three from the left wing corner. 5 of the quarter, 12 for the game. We'll be back.
Nobody likes going to the dentist.
but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2:38 to go. They're loud, the Pencrest fans. We're in the third quarter. Following that beautiful three-point shot by Norwood, we are tied at 35. There's a turnover. Laura Marion throws the ball away. 2:25 to go in the quarter. Floater, Norwood short. Rebound out to Norwood. Then taken back by Laura Marion. And it's going to be Payne. Flips it off to Clevin, who lays it in for two. Harrison Clevin, five in the quarter. Two-point lead, Laura Marion on the floor. Who wants it? It's picked up by Pencrest as they outwork Laura Marion, missing a wide-open three is Isaiah Rice. And the rebound to the Aces of Laura Marion, left to right, 1:50 to go, third quarter. Laura Marion with the ball, 37-35 lead. There's a turnover, or it's balls on the floor, actually. Good hustle by Jack Forrest. And a tie-up possession arrow with Laura Marion, 1:43 to go.
It's funny, in the quarter. Payne's a little too much, I think, right now on the perimeter. So the last couple times, turnovers by LM.
They're playing it like it is a state championship game. Mm-hmm. But it's for the Central League championship. Laura Marion won it last year. Clevin near wing, top of the key. Payne. Payne guarded by Heidig, Justin Heidig. Flips it to Taylor, top of the key. They weave it around Forrest. Forrest in trouble in the lane. Throws it away. Picked up by Norwood. Tyler comes back. Driving, stopping, popping. He's going to miss that one. Ball is safe from going out of bounds by Norwood, but picked up by Payne. And he's fouled in the backcourt by Heidig. And that is that's Heidig's third. Arbogast with three. 1:12 to go, third quarter.
And that was a silly foul for Heidig to pull. I mean, if you give up the points, you give up the points. You don't want to get into three fouls at the end of the third. Yes.
Each team with two fouls here in the second half. That's good. So Laura Marion with the ball. Two-point lead. Late here in the third quarter. 1:11 to go. Clevin left of the key, Forrest. Downer, Coach Downer. Pencrest grab. Puts his hands up. Sometimes he has those cards he puts up also. This is Taylor way out high, far side, and a push foul on Rice. Second on Isaiah. Team foul number three, Pencrest. 55 seconds to go.
We've seen that contact both ways. Close to the game.
Pencrest will open up the District 1 tournament against Upper Moreland next week. They're the top seed, Pencrest. Pass under. That was not Laura Marion basketball right there. Coach Downer livid as Payne just threw the, that was Taylor threw the ball away.
Yeah, but they've had some sloppy turnovers here, Laura Marion.
I'm surprised. But they still have a two-point lead. Pencrest with the ball. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Mills. They just weave it around out high. Rice to Heidig. Malcolm Williams drives underneath the basket out to Norwood, loses the ball. Heidig picks it up. Heidig to the basket. Layup, no. Follow, no, but a foul. By Malcolm Williams will go to the line shooting two. He was in great position. But you got to hustle out there, guys. And both teams are doing that. Really hustling.
And that's Payne's third foul now.
Yes, it is on Payne. Two free throws, Malcolm Williams, who has nine in the game. Up. Got it. Williams will get another. Heidig will come out of the game. And Giovanni Antonelli.
Great sub there by
Coach for Carroll. The tie. Got it.
One shot here.
Good free throw shooting by these teams. That goes a long way in postseason play. Central League Championship. We're coming up on 15 seconds to go. Third quarter, we are tied at 37. We were tied at the half at 26. Lower Marion with the ball. This is Payne. 8 seconds to go. Third quarter. Payne.
A lot of help.
Against Rice. Behind the back dribble. Somebody should be wide open. He forces it up. Won't fall. Battling for that rebound. And that's it. We go to the fourth quarter. We're tied 37-37. Lower Marion and Pencrest, the Central League Boys Basketball Championship from Harrington High School on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
It's not a do-or-die game, but you would think it was the way these teams are playing. Lower Marion and Pencrest tied at 37 as we head to the final quarter.
Crazy. A tie-in with the girls' game. Both games are tied at the three quarters.
Right.
That was at the tail of two halves again. Well, in that quarter, Pencrest, 4-4 from the foul line, only shot 3-for-11. Lower Marion attempted only 7 shots the entire quarter, made 5 of them. So the slowdown game for them was working percentage-wise, but only got 7 shots off of the rim with their.
Well, you got two high-scoring offenses who could only manage 11 points in the third quarter.
And a lot of that was predicated by the style that Lower Marion went to play to.
Pencrest has the ball to begin quarter number 4. Heidi clips it off to Norwood. They weave it around out high. Norwood's open. Foul before the shot. He makes that 3-ball, but I think they're going to call it an illegal pick against the Lions. Mills, number 3.
Three guys out there, Dave, with 3 fouls.
That's too bad, because that beautiful shot by Norwood.
Yep.
Taken away.
Good play call.
Still tied at 37. Forrest, Levan, Payne, left wing corner, 3-ball. He's got it.
They get out of their delay game, the high 3-2 game they do. I shouldn't say delay. Went to a regular set.
All these kids out of here, a lot of guts, a lot of heart. Steve Payne, 6'1 junior, Lower Marion with 13. Mills, right side Arbias. Mills, Heidig top of the key. Heidig looks to drive, good defense, pass in the lane. They get it out now. They're really guarding it. It's Taylor of Norwood. Heidig loses the ball, and it's picked up out there by Lower Marion. So Lower Marion with a 3-point lead, 40-37, with 7 minutes to go in the fourth.
They ran a normal play set the last time, and they're going to do it again here. Hand
Forrest.
Off, high screen.
Throws the ball away again, and there's Coach Downer over there. Jack, what are you doing?
They ran the same play last time for an open 3-pointer, by the way. He threw it back across to the screener, and then a corner for a 3.
Ball's inbound. Pencrest coming back down by 3. 40-37. 6:45 to go.
Still boxing one.
Yep. Malcolm Williams. Mills. Far side. Heidig. He stops. He pops. Got it. Heidig. 4 points for the 5'11 senior. Justin Heidig. 1-point lead, Lower Marion. 40-39. They have the ball. The Aces. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Central League Boys Basketball Championship. Springfield girls won it earlier over Garnet Valley. All the games archived on DelcoHoops.com. Out high, Forrest. Forrest looks to penetrate again. He floats it off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. No. Deflected on the near side. Norwood has it for Pencrest. They can take the lead right here. Norwood in transition. 3-ball straight away. Wide to the left. Hits hard off the glass. Payne the rebound. And wide open. Lower Marion. That is Harrison Clevin again. He has 13 points. Lower Marion up by 4 now. 43-39. And a foul off the ball on Lower Marion. That'll be team foul on them. 4 in the second half. And 4 on Pencrest. How about Harrison Clevin?
Well, it was transition. Just no one got out on him. He floated out to the right wing. Got a wide open look.
Inbounding the ball, Pencrest. Heidig, left of the key, top of the key, Heidig. Justin looking, looking, right of the key, Williams. Out to Heidig, right of the key. Right wing, Malcolm Williams. Williams, a junior, to Heidig, a senior, right wing corner. Heidig in trouble, yeah, right wing now. He gets it. Williams, Heidig. Heidig in the lane. Pass to Arbogast. Give and go from Mills. Pressure underneath. Back shot off the glass by Arbogast. No, he follows. He misses another
one.
Arbogast.
No foul there.
Great interior defense there. That Josh Martin, 6'5 junior for Lower Marion, is just a fly swatter in there.
They had two great shots at it, though.
Not overly tall, but tall enough. 5 minutes to go in the game. 4-point lead, Lower Marion, and they have the ball. A timeout, legendary Greg Downer, the Pencrest grad. 4:59 to go. We'll take a break. We're in the fourth quarter. It's Pencrest trailing Lower Marion, 43-39. Lower Marion has the ball. It's never sounded so good at DelcaHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Greg Downer calls a timeout. His team is up by 4 points with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game, and this means a possible stall. I've seen it before, the four corners.
But Coach Doyle's now trapping out of it.
And Coach Doyle knew what he was speeding it up.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be a foul off the ball on Arbogast, I believe. No, it's on Heidig. It's his fourth. They're taking Arbogast out of the game. Malcolm Williams, Rice, Mills, Heidig, and Norwood for Pencrest. Dribbling the ball around is Payne. Somebody's wide open. Airs Clevin again. Back of the rim. That would have been huge. And a loose ball foul on Pencrest over the back. That would have put them up by eight. That's the chances you take. Putting that kind of defense and running all over the place, and then you have a Lower Marion, a wide open guy. Luckily, he missed.
That was their first 3-point miss of the half. 3 for 4 this half.
Personal is on
O'Connor.
Yeah, Matt O'Connor, his second. So, 4.5 to go. Fourth quarter. Pencrest with the ball. Trailing by 4. Arbogast gets it out high to Rice. Elbow Mills. Mills to Malcolm Williams. Shot blocked by Jack Forrest. Getting it out to Rice. Pencrest. Still an opportunity here. Mills thought about the three. Said nope. Guarded closely by Clevin. Has it between the circles straight away. And a reach-in foul called on Clevin, I believe.
Boy, that was just a silly foul.
4:09 to go. Fourth quarter. 16 fouls on Lower Marion. 5 on Pencrest.
Tyler did a great job of selling that. They're almost double-teaming him now every touch.
Underneath the basket, Norwood gets it near side, far side. Mills for three again. Back to the rim, no good. Battling for that rebound. Everybody on the floor. Pencrest gets it again. Norwood to the basket. Good on a foul. Boy, is he intense. All because of hard work and battling on the floor.
No doubt about it. This is A1 basketball being played here.
Norwood with 14. Personal is on Josh Martin, his third. So, well, Tyler went up against the big
fella. Of all the contact in this game, that wasn't that great. But Josh Martin went up sideways. He turned his body sideways. I think he stayed flat. Good. His body stayed flat to the dribbler. And we're not going to call for that foul.
Norwood makes the foul shot. So now it's down to a 1-point lead, Lower Marion. 3:41 to go. In the fourth quarter, Payne out high straight away. Spread it out now. Payne looks to drive off the glass. Another two for Steve Payne. 15 points for Payne. Tremendous play.
Try taking a charge. Just missed.
3-point lead now for Lower Marion over Pencrest. Down to 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Rice flips it to Norwood. to Mill. Somebody should be open. It's Malcolm Williams. He drives up. No good. Josh Martin, the rebound. Lower Marion. Now they're in pretty good shape
long
now.
Long way to go. 3 minutes.
Yeah, three minutes to go.
But they
and they like
this.
To slow,
yes,
slow
they will.
The ball up. They're gonna. We'll have to wait and see. You got Downer as the coach. 2:50 to go. They have it out high. They're in no particular hurry here. Lower Marion. Forrest. Taylor, right wing corner, gets it out the paint. They want to. They want to, these guys.
Now they're back to the 3-2 set. Payne's ball.
Coach, yeah, Greg's had some unbelievable teams. Athletic as heck, and he's slowed it up. This is Payne. Excuse me, Taylor. Left wing corner, Martin. Josh is not the guy you want with the ball. He flips it, and there's a pass. A lucky break there. Deflected. A bad pass deflected into the hands of Lower Marion. They keep the ball with 2:15 to go.
See, I think this is a double-edged sword when you're only up by 3 points.
So foul on Rice. Pencrest. 2:11. 2:11 to go. Fourth quarter. 16 fouls now on each squad. Timeout by Mike Doyle. 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Central League Boys Basketball Championship. Lower Marion 45. Pencrest 42. DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Mark Jordan just got a special hello from a fan here. He looks familiar, very distinguished looking man.
Just an official, Jeff Deasy. Him and his C&I dog come to a lot of games. He's a sweet man.
He loves you.
Yes.
He loves you. Anyway, so 2:11 to go, fourth quarter, Central League Boys Basketball Championship, an absolute rocking house here, Lower Marion. Is leading Pencrest 45-42. Lower Marion has the ball. 2:11 to go in the game.
Outstanding game. We've all seen it. Pencrest has been here before, like last year's district title game. They were down by more than this, 5 points, with about a minute left. I expect them to come out of some sort of trap here. Not straight man-to-man, some traps, try and get a steal or two. We'll eventually foul, but not for a while.
In the backcourt, Steve Payne brings it across midcourt. Lower Marion with the ball. 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go. Fourth quarter.
Trap. Oh, we almost lost it.
Payne gets it out to Forrest. Forrest, right wing corner. Clevin. Out to Payne. Payne can handle that rock. Malcolm Williams is on him. He's triple team. And a tie-up. Possession arrow goes with. Now the ball is going to stay with Lower Marion.
Yeah, but it won't the next time.
So Coach Thrill's doing a great job here. They're just going to try and trap him for a while. 147 is a long way to go.
And Downer wants time.
It's only a three-point difference.
Coach Downer wants, as Zinkoff would say, time. We'll keep it right here. Pete Fulginetti, you've been quiet. You have a lot of things to say here. We have 147 to go in the fourth quarter. Pencrest trailing by three.
It's an amazing game. I mean, what can you say? Back and forth, back and forth. I thought Tyler might have a few more points, but what I noticed when he gets down here low in the corner, they're doubling him, sometimes tripling him, and they're forcing him to give the ball up. They got to try to spread him, get him loose if they can. But it's just been one great game.
Well, they're trying to get him loose. They're setting a ton of stagger screens, some double screens all over for him. But Lower Marion's so well trained. They're in the box and one on Tyler, and even if they get rubbed off on a screen, somebody else picks him up right away. So Coach Downer says, guess what? Even if he runs off that screen, they switch men, and someone else picks up Tyler. So he's only has five shot attempts this entire half. And for the game, 13 attempts, which is low for him.
What's his total points right now?
Tyler has 15.
Yeah, so, you know, that had to be the primary number one issue for Lower Marion, was coming and say, look, we hold Tyler the below 20 points, we win this game. And then so far they're doing it. And with 147 left, I think.
And I heard the locker room had it piped in. He's going to score 50 points this half. And they were saying, no way. I heard somebody say that.
Yeah.
Lower Marion.
Well, not 50, yeah. But thought he'd have 27 by the end of the game, 25.
17 fouls on Lower Marion, 6 on Pencrest. Lower Marion with the ball. They get it down low for Forrest. on the near side. Boy, Pencrest giving it. They're all hustling all over the place. Thought about the three. Did Plevin. Gets it to Forrest. Man, I tell you, they are going at it hard out here. Life or death the way they're playing this game. And then a push foul by Malcolm Williams on Payne. So Payne will go to the line 1-1. So Laura Marion here with 1:20 to go. Fourth quarter, three-point lead. They make foul shots.
They made 10 out of 11 in the first half. Have not been there this entire half.
Mike Doyle against Greg Downer.
1-1.
Payne studies. Got it. Steve Payne, 6'1 junior.
Well,
16 points.
Pencrest cannot miss another shot.
He misses that one, Payne. 1:17 to go.
Plenty
opens
of time.
The door for Pencrest. They still trail by four. 1:11 to go. Fourth quarter. Norwood looking for a shot, just can't get it. They weave it out high. Heidig's open, but they get on him quickly. Clevin. And a foul off the ball on... I didn't see that. Daryl Taylor, 5'11 junior. So it's going to be 1-1 here with exactly a minute to go.
Four timeouts.
Fourth quarter. And it's Norwood. Got to make him, though. Nothing's guaranteed. He is a tremendous free throw shooter. He's got that one.
And again, they probably have been holding him that way the entire game. And they're going to start doing that now. But they are clutching and grabbing him everywhere.
Got it. Laura Marion with the ball. We went down to the wire. Laura Marion, Coatesville earlier this year. Coatesville pulled it out. So they 50 seconds to go. And there's a foul on Malcolm Williams, or a timeout. A full timeout. A timeout called by Laura Marion. 47.6 seconds to go in, I'll say, regulation. Boys Central League Championship game. Mike, we have time to take a break here? We'll take a 30-second break. It is Lower Marion 46, Pencrest 44, on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. We believe you should be free to run, free to jump, free to bike, free to work, free to play, free to live life to the fullest. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are dedicated to providing the best orthopedic care possible. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Both teams in the penalty. 47.6 seconds ago, we're back at Harrington High School in Montgomery County, Lower Marion Township. It is Lower Marion ball. They have a two-point lead, 46-44 over Pencrest, the Central League Championship. Again, no matter what happens, the real season starts, baby, the playoffs.
That's
do or
right.
die.
I expect Coach Downer to come out with an out-of-bounds play, getting the ball probably in the Payne's hands. I expect Coach Stewart to come out and trap him, try a couple traps. A lot of time left, 47.6. You don't need a foul right away. Couple traps, and then they'll go to a foul.
They flip it in. Dribbling out high is Payne. He gets it to Taylor, and Taylor is fouled. 1-1 for Daryl Taylor.
6-for-6 today in the foul line, David.
All six of those in the second quarter. 8 points in the game. Team foul. Both teams have 8 fouls. Taylor, 1-1. He missed it. Chris Mills, the rebound. Opens the door again for Pencrest. Down by two. Norwood looks to drive. Floater. Yes. We are tied, ladies and gentlemen. 27 seconds to go.
You're going to go for the last shot here.
Well, I say regulation. Tied at 46-46. And Lower Marion will go for the final shot. What a big time play by Tyler Norwood.
Oh,
he had it. You talk about creating your shot.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Here we go.
Ball way up high.
Payne looks to drive. Payne forces it high off the glass.
Oh,
and it falls. timeout is called. An unbelievable shot, acrobatic shot, high off the glass. And two for Steve Payne, 6'1 junior, 2-point lead for Lower Merion, 48-46. They have 0.9.
One second left.
One second to go.
They checked the time, though. I thought it was closer to 2 seconds and change. But they only can do it if somebody saw the clock. So right now they're discussing it. I think they're going to get another second on the clock, which will allow them to throw the ball to the front court and take maybe two dribbles.
Steve Payne said, Tyler, Norwood, you can do it. Take it to the rack against the big fellas. Norwood ties it, and then he comes back and does it high off the glass. 2.6.
That's about what I thought. I think it's about right. I'm not sure the timeout situation, what Pengers has left, but it's like last year's game with the Cardinal Hara girls. This pass has got to be thrown somewhere near half court, if not in the front court. You got about two or three fast dribbles to get a shot off. Maybe Coach Jewell tries to draw a foul.
Shot's going to be from beyond the three-point line, I would think.
Well, probably. But last year, the pass went in bounds about like 20 feet. Yeah. So this pass should go down somewhere in the half court. If Coach Jewell's got another timeout, he might go to half court and use another one possibly. But they're dialing up some play, maybe to draw a little foul, a cheapy foul in the backcourt, and try and tie the foul line. But maybe
really?
Pass,
really?
Oh, they might. I would do that. He falls down for a foul, gets two foul shots. My gut is this. It'll probably be a pass to Arbogast. He's 6'5". So look for a pass in the front court to Arbogast and a couple guards flying on both sides of him. Perhaps a long pass to Arbogast. He'll kick it out to one of the guards flying down the wing. Maybe
we'll see what happens. Yeah, Mills will have to inbound it and timeout.
Yeah.
Downer, Greg Downer and Mike Doyle. Battle of legendary coaches right here.
Interesting. You know, you didn't see a whole lot from that. They put a couple guys on each corner and had Tyler Norwood near half court. So Laura Marion had three guys up the half-court line straight on. I don't know what. Hold on, what do you learn there?
Would you really foul him and take the chance of the line?
No. My point is Coach Doyle will try and draw a foul. In other words,
I'll step
in front of you. You knock me down. They call a foul on that play. They get tied to the foul line.
Right.
So they might try and do one, you know, as Pankas might try and get a foul. But it looks like Laura Marion was in sort of a soft 1-3-1 zone, if you would.
Well, I tell you, I was critical of Lower Merion slowing the game down, but it sure worked out to their advantage.
Well, barely. They missed a couple foul shots, Michael.
That's right.
2.6 seconds to go in regulation.
What a game, though, huh? Fantastic ball game.
Pencrest with the ball, trailing by 2 points to Lower Merion, 48-46. It's loud.
It's very loud. And you know what? I'm not a genius, but I do follow a lot of high school basketball. If you're down by 2 points with 2.6 seconds left, you might want number zero on your team. I think it's a good idea to have number zero. Somehow get the ball in his hands.
Yes.
Guess what? He'll get a ball to the rim, I guarantee it.
And
it's going to be very tough.
They're playing Rocky theme.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be like the Patriots trying to score on that Hail Mary.
Pancras is overloading the side of the court. All four guys on one side.
Mills to inbound. Under the basket. A long way to go. And a timeout called by Mike Doyle. So both coaches going at it hard here.
They had all four guys on one side of the court. They were going to get Norwood off like a little curl, like a little curl rub, trying to catch a ball on the sideline.
Now remember, your PIA playoffs are already set. Both teams are going to be playing in their respective classifications. This game means absolutely nothing from any standpoint other than bragging rights. And both coaches are in this up to their eyeballs, and they want to win this game. Couldn't be a better basketball game to watch.
So we've had
two of them tonight.
Fantastic games. And you know what? I'm calling it, Dave. I'm calling it a long pass to Arbogast. He's going to catch it. He's going to fire someone on the wing. They're going to get a shot off to the rim. I don't know if it goes in, Dave. They get a shot off.
We'll have to see. 2.6 seconds to go again. In the fourth quarter. I want to say regulation time. Pencrest has to go 90 feet.
Well, I would say if Pencrest makes this shot, it's going to be from three-point land. So it's either going to be for the win or the loss. Because I don't see how they're going to get inside that key. I mean, I could be wrong, obviously. But
in the regular season, Laura Merion beat Pencrest 67-59. Close game there.
Man to man. They're all locked up here, David.
And you can't usually wrestle, let them play here.
Everybody's in the front court.
Mills looking down.
There it is. Jump, Arbogast. Jump.
Arbogast jumps up, and he falls out of bounds, and that's going to be it. Lower Merion wins the game, 48-46. Good idea right there, Mark.
I love the idea. They sent Armagas long to the rim. As a 90-foot pass, he caught it. Just got under the backboard and had nowhere to go with it. Great play, though, by Coach Doyle. And congratulations, Coach Downer. Great, great ball game.
So Pencrest falls to Lower Merion 48-46 in the boys basketball Central League Championship game, one of the greatest ever. Second year in a row that Lower Merion has won this tournament. Lifetime, they've won it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, now seventh time. This tournament started back in 2004-2005. Ridley was the first winner. Pencrest still without the Central League Championship since 2010. Earlier in the girls' game, it was Springfield over Garnet Valley, 51-46, Central League Championship. So we'll come back and wrap it up. Again, congratulations to the Lower Merion Aces. They're now 20-4. Pencrest falls to 21-3. Back with the postgame following these words on telcohoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
So I'm Elton John and Philadelphia Freedom in the background here on the postgame show. What a great night of boys and girls high school basketball, the Central League Tournament Championship games here at Harrington High School. Springfield girls win it earlier over Garnet Valley. And Lower Merion, the Aces, back-to-back champions, beat Pencrest in an epic 48-46 game-winning floating shot with 2.6 seconds to go in the game. High off the glass by Steve Payne, 6'1 junior for the Aces, 48-46.
Pete, what do you got?
Well, we got on the rebounding, Lower Merion definitely controlled the boards, 27-22. But I'd like to give a shout-out to Josh Martin. He had 10 rebounds, 6 off the offensive glass. But it was an excellently played game as far as turnovers. For the whole game, Pencrest had 4 turnovers, and Lower Merion did have a few more. They had 8. But just a great game. Back and forth, went down to the last shot, and, you know, what can you say?
Points? Okay, good.
Just chime in, point. 2 great players make great shots at the end. Norwood tied the game with a fantastic drive. Payne won it with a fantastic drive. Lower Merion took only 14 shots at half, made 9 out of 14, 3 for 4 beyond the arc. They're 1 for 3. The foul line almost caught up them there towards the end. And I thought defensively, they knew they had a box in one, Tyler. And I think for the playoffs, again, Pencrest is the number one seed, top seed. They're going to need a secondary score. They didn't really have one tonight. They only shot, I guess, 1 for 6 from three-point land that half. So other than Tyler's three-pointer right in front of us early in the third quarter, they had no other perimeter threat.
They controlled Tyler more.
They did. Yes. But my point is, it's the same way in game one where some teams will see how to play Garnet Valley, very physical, maybe man-to-man in the post. They're going to say, guess what? We're going to box him one. There were times they almost triangle in two, Tyler. They double-teamed him and say, guess what? We'll take our chances with everybody else.
Controlling Norwood is not a secret. Being able to do it is what the magic is, and that comes from the talent of your players, how well coached they are, and the plan you put together to isolate them. And when you see Norwood covered by 3 guys and they're rotating between themselves, so they're always being covered with 3. I mean, yes, there's 2 guys open someplace on the court, but he's got to find them. And when you're surrounded by 3 guys bigger than you are, it's a tough thing to see. Dave, we got scores?
Hey.
Just wanted to, one last thing about Tyler Norwood. He's a great player. Last year when we followed him through the districts, every game they won, he scored at least 25 points. Tonight, Dave, how many points did he have?
19.
There's the difference. The difference in his scoring is the difference in this game. And you got to give the Lower Merion defense credit for stopping Tyler Norwood.
So both these teams go to the playoffs, obviously. Lower Merion is in the bigger school bracket with 6 classes, second straight year. They're 6A. Pencrest, 5A. Really good teams out there. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll keep it tuned and keep our website, DelcoHoops.com. So Lower Merion wins it again, 48-46. Scoring, Steve Payne, 6'1 junior. 18 points, including the game-winning shot with 2.6 seconds to go in regulation. So, great job by Payne. He was incredible. 5 points for 6'5 junior Jack Forrest. 8 points for Darryl Taylor, 5'11 junior. Harrison Clevin, 6 foot senior with 13. Three big trays in there also for Lower Merion. Josh Martin, 6'5 junior. Well, you said 10 rebounds and 4 points for the Lower Merion Aces. Pencrest, 46 total points. Tyler Norwood with 19. Isaiah Rice, 5'11 junior with 3. Tyler, by the way, is a senior. 5 points for 6'3 senior Chris Mills. Matt Arbogast, 6'5 junior with 4, all 4 early in the game. 4 points. Malcolm Williams with 11 points. He's a 6'3 junior. Justin Heidig, 5'11 senior with a total of 4. So once again, Lower Merion wins at 48-46. Nice working with you again, Mark Jordan. We'll see you in the playoffs. Our next broadcast next Wednesday night will be in Aston, Sun Valley High School. It is the opening round of the 16-team tournament, District 1 5A, and District 1 6A starts on Saturday. So it will be Sun Valley against Marple Newtown. It should be a great game next week. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Do or die.
We'll be seeing your boy Alden Mathis, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Alden, your baseball player, sure. the Richmond recruit. All right. Thank you, Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer. We are ready to get out of here, and, boy, it'd be nice to have a day off tomorrow. Again, the final score, Lower Merion wins at 48-46 over Pencrest, Central League Basketball Championships, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.